cold and snowy outside of Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, but a buzz inside started Wednesday, continues through the weekend for the 2015 NFL Scouting Combine. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with you from the Media Center at Lucas Oil Stadium. Combine coverage is underway. The on-field work actually starts Friday inside the stadium, but the media work started on Wednesday. Players started to make their way through. Offensive linemen, tight ends, and specialists spoke with the media today, along with a full schedule of head coaches and general managers. But the biggest news today, it involves the Jaguars a bit. The Jags have the number 3 pick, of course. But the Bucs and Titans are 1 and 2, respectively, in the upcoming draft. Their brass spoke to the media, and the questions were, what will they do with the 1 and 2 picks?
We need a quarterback that can throw the ball and make a variety of throws. We need a leader, and we need a guy that makes great decisions. We like to have a guy that's mobile in the pocket, a guy that's won football games. So we'll take this along with a lot of other things.
Of course, Jags head coach Gus Bradley will speak to the media on Thursday here in Indy. Dave Caldwell is scheduled for Friday. Each day, we'll get a national perspective on where the Jaguars are headed from a national media member. Today, it's ESPN reporter Sal Palantonio. He said the Jags have to get some more firepower in free agency.
You know, I think they got to score points. They got to figure out a way to put points on the board, put pressure on other teams, because you're just putting so much pressure on your defense. The defense is on the field too much, and they have to account for the football game all of the time, because your offense is just not scoring enough. So whatever you can do to get guys in the end zone, you need to do it.
Of course, the full visit with Sal Palantonio available right now on Jaguars.com, and Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier is with us here in Indianapolis. Oh, busy day yesterday in Jacksonville, mm-hmm. of course, and a busy day tomorrow and Friday with the head coach and GM of the Jags talking, but what about today, John?
Well, in terms of straight Jaguars news, I guess a little bit of a lull today. We will hear from Gus and Dave over the next couple of days, and that's going to be good. It's really been a day for sort of catching up with news. And at the Combine, this Wednesday has become sort of a huge GM and coach day. So many guys are on the podium, and you're sort of hearing, I guess, what you would expect out of a news event like today.
Right.
Ndamukong Suh, Martin Mayhew says, hey, I think we're close to a deal. Martin Mayhew being the GM of the Lions. Mm-hmm. Torrey Smith, John Harbaugh, the coach of the Ravens, saying, hey, we're close to a deal. That's what you're going to hear today. So a lot of these free agents, and those are names the Jaguars fans are talking about, a lot of those guys, their GMs and coaches saying, hey, I think we're close to a deal. Sort of what you would expect at the Combine, not much reason for them to say anything else. But we'll see if they really are close to going back to those teams, because if they are, then all of a sudden that theory that there's not going to be a lot in free agency available gets truer and truer. So certainly something to watch.
Part of the storyline today were that the number 1 and 2 teams that pick in the draft, well, all their brass spoke today too. And did we get an idea of a direction at 1 and 2?
Well, I remember what I said earlier about sort of heard what you expected to say on the podiums today.
Yeah.
That's sort of what happened with the Titans and the Bucks. Both said Marcus Mariota and Jameis Winston are still in play and they're still being considered, but really gave no hints about what they're going to do. You're sort of hearing that Jameis Winston and the Bucks is starting to trend toward that looking like the direction. Titans much vaguer. So, again, Combine is a time to start speculating, pontificating, talking these things, and that's where we are right now.
Busy days coming up with the Jaguars involved tomorrow and on Friday. We're looking forward to it, John.
And guess what? I'll bet you hear the same sort of vagaries on, you know, vagaries. Is that the right word?
I think it is now.
You'll probably hear the same sort of stuff, some hints and some things that might do, but it's a time for speculating here at the Combine.
There you have it. We'll be live tomorrow and Friday here from the Combine inside the Jaguars. Full coverage from Lucas Oil Stadium on Inside the Jaguars.